Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, let's talk about the fact that there is a Trump fundraiser in early August. There's some talk about what the candidates will do, whether they will shy away or attend.
That's right. Former President Trump will be the headliner for a New York GOP fundraiser in early August to raise money for the party. The question will be, will statewide candidates, people who want to run for governor, such as Lee Zeldin or Rob Astorino, attend, or will they try to continue to distance themselves from Trump because he is not popular in New York State? And there's a real calculation there to be made, and we'll see how that plays out.
Next up, a backlash against Governor Andrew Cuomo for his very recent emergency order on guns as a health emergency.
And that's right. State legislators had been chafing for a while about the emergency orders and emergency powers the governor used during COVID and whether they lasted too long, where they were making him a sort of one man decides all for the state. Now there's questions about whether the governor is going to the well too often with, you know, enforcing or rather enacting emergency orders, this time on gun violence, which everyone agrees is an issue right now. But does the governor have to set it up to give himself power to do something? There's going to be more and more backlash on this. Our Republicans have already talked about it, and now other state legislators are as well.
Yancey, I see new statistics are in for restaurants, bars, and caterers who applied for COVID relief grants.
Yeah, this is fascinating. Only about one-third of those in New York State who applied for help actually received the grants, according to federal stats. About 10,000 entities received them, but about 18,000 were denied. This is money supposed to be used for wages, rents, mortgages, things to help keep restaurants and bars open. We all know they were among the hardest hit by COVID. So what's next? Well, there's already folks in Congress talking about maybe another round of help specifically for restaurants.
Running out of time quickly, but give us a peek at what we're expecting in terms of campaign finance coming up.
Yeah, statements are due this week. I think everybody's going to be looking at Andrew Cuomo. He's been a cash-raising machine through all of his tenure. But will that continue now that he's facing investigations on multiple fronts?
Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us each Monday. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.